A reading from the Book of Acts. As Peter reached the house, Cornelius went out to meet him, knelt at his feet, and prostrated himself. But Peter helped him up. "Stand up," he said. "I am only a man after all." Then Peter addressed them. "The truth I have now come to realize," he said, "is that God does not have favorites, but that anybody of any nationality who fears God and does what is right is acceptable to him." While Peter was still speaking, the Holy Spirit came down on all the listeners. Jewish believers who had accompanied Peter were all astonished that the gift of the Holy Spirit should be poured out on the pagans too, since they could hear them speaking strange languages and proclaiming the greatness of God. Peter himself then said, "Could anyone refuse the water of baptism to these people, now they have received the Holy Spirit just as much as we have?" He then gave orders for them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Afterwards they begged him to stay on for some days. The word of the Lord. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my own joy may be in you and your joy be complete. This is my commandment: love one another as I have loved you. No one can have greater love than to lay down their life for their friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I shall not call you servants anymore, because a servant does not know his master's business. I call you friends, because I have made known to you everything I have learnt from my Father. You did not choose me. No, I chose you. And I commissioned you to go out and to bear fruit, fruit that will last. And then the Father will give you anything you ask him in my name. What I command you is to love one another." The Gospel of the Lord. Changes in relationship and status mark so much of John's Gospel. For example, the Samaritan woman moves from stranger to proclaimer. The woman caught in adultery from condemned to liberated. Lazarus from death to life. Here in Jesus' farewell discourse, a series of changes is set in motion. The disciples change from servants to friends. Immediately after the resurrection, Jesus will refer to them as brothers when he speaks to Mary Magdalene at his tomb. Further still, he will simply command Peter, "Follow me," inviting Peter, as us, to become like him. While Jesus changes relationships, he also changes their perceptions. The incredulity of the Samaritan woman becomes awe and recognition. The helplessness of the woman caught in adultery becomes hope for the future. Death becomes life for Lazarus. Disciples become friends and brothers. The last change is an invitation. It is the one we have to respond to. All the other changes are gifts. The last one, to become like Jesus, his "follow me," is an invitation. Now, the first thing we need to do is truly, truly realize what has been given us so that we are equipped to respond to the invitation. The change given to his disciples and to us in today's gospel is clear. We are embraced as friends by Jesus. All we can do is rejoice in this truth for ourselves and realize it is already given to every person in the world, every person in the world. Recognizing that Jesus had embraced all of humanity and friendship took a while to dawn on the early church, and we have heard of the astonished dawn of that realization in the first reading today. While Peter was still speaking, the Holy Spirit came down on all the listeners. Jewish believers who had accompanied Peter were all astonished that the gift of the Holy Spirit should be poured out on the others too. Over the ages, those who have received the gift have also refused to recognize it given to others. The heart of so much conflict is that we refuse to acknowledge that we belong to each other, no matter how many divisions we invent to deny that. We are reminded today of the astonishing truth that Jesus embraces all of humanity in friendship, a friendship cemented by his self-giving love on the cross and his universe-changing rising from the grave. As with those around Peter and Cornelius in the first reading, let us be astonished at our short-sightedness and rejoice in God's generosity through our own change of heart. Amen.